Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Lamont. How may I help you today?
Hi, my name is Cassandra Sanders, and I ordered a trial of your product and forgot to cancel it. And so it's been hitting my checking account, causing all kinds of problems. So I'd like to officially cancel that trial.
Yes, ma'am. We may have your zip code to pull up that account for you.
Yes, 94547.
Thank you, ma'am. You say Cassandra Sanders?
Yep.
Thank you, ma'am. And for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address for me?
1375 Sycamore Avenue, apartment 463, Hercules, 94547.
Thank you, ma'am. And you're calling in reference to the Keto SN and the Keto SN Cleanse?
Yes.
Well, ma'am, these products are all natural and they have been proven to reduce your appetite and increase your metabolism. And I can offer a 35% discount off of this product, so you won't have to pay the full price for this product if you want to continue using it.
No, thank you.
Well, I also have a 50% discount that I can offer, also making these products half off, and it would only be one charge of around $91.82.
No, thank you.
Well, ma'am, I hate to lose you as a customer, and as I said, these products are very good, and they are all natural, and I can't offer a 75% discount off these products, making these products around $22 a piece.
No, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Just give me 1 second. I can cancel out that account for you.
Okay. And if you can, see if they can reverse the charge on my checking account, because it's making me negative.
Well, ma'am, unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to reverse that charge. I can cancel out the account, so there's no further charges.
Okay, please do that. I'm going to dispute it with my bank.
Well, ma'am, the charge was for the product that you had received on... Excuse me 1 second.
No.
The charge was for the product that you had received on January 21st.
I hear what you're saying, but I don't want it, and it was never my intention to receive charges for it.
Well, ma'am, as a courtesy, because you may not have seen the terms and conditions, I can't offer a 35% refund of that $92.90 charge back.
I'm disputing it with my bank right now because I want it all back.
Well, ma'am, when you go through the dispute process, what they're going to do is your bank's going to come to us and ask us for our terms and conditions and also your account information and also the recording of where, or not the recording, but the record of where you agreed to our terms and conditions. And once they see that you did agree to the terms and conditions, it makes these charges valid, the $92.90 charge valid, so that whatever money they do return back to you, they would take back at that time. Now, ma'am, I can't offer a few percent refund so that you don't have to go through all that hassle.
No, I want it all back. I'm going to do what I can with my bank because I want it all back.
Well, ma'am, as I stated, you may not get anything back because of the fact that these charges are valid. You did agree to the terms and conditions to be billed at $92.90 when you ordered this product.
Here's the thing. You know this happens all the time, and I don't want to argue with you. I'm just going to handle it with my bank, okay?
Well, ma'am, I can offer a 75% refund.
I'm going for 100. So, thank you for your time.
Just give me 1 second, ma'am. Let me see what I can do to help out. Okay.
Thank you.
You haven't already disputed the charge, have you?
I just began the process.
Well, ma'am, I can do 100% refund, but you have to call in with your bank and let us know that the dispute has been dropped.
I don't understand what you're saying. You can give me a 100% discount.
100% refund, ma'am.
100% refund.
Yes, ma'am. But
you only do it if I cancel the dispute.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to call my bank. This doesn't sound kosher. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great day.